special. And I want you to open your heart to the Word of God this morning. Because what I'm sharing this morning, I actually wanted to slightly change or shape your perception of who God is. See, the purpose of the Word of God is that it's supposed to reveal God to us. You see, the Bible as a book is actually made up of many different books. And I think there are about 66 of them. But the important thing is that God inspired His Word. So He actually is the reason that we have the Bible. And the purpose of the Bible is actually to help us understand who God is. So it's a gracious act on God's part to tell us about who He is. So many people read the Bible and they can pick up the different genres. You can understand its history and its poetry. And if you start near the beginning, you get a bit of the story of how we came into existence. It says God created everything. He made Adam and Eve, and He made everything around us. But it takes a bit more effort to understand why.
Most
of us are okay with the fact that God made us, so we say, "Ah, good, God made everything. We accept that." But the deeper question in our hearts sometimes is, why did you make me God? And I want to help to answer that question a little bit this morning. The problem for many of us is we start asking questions like, what does God demand? And it makes sense, because if you start at the beginning of the Bible, you get Genesis, then Exodus.
And
by the time you get to Exodus already, you've got Moses coming down from a mountain with 10 commandments. So it's very easy to slip into this view of what must I do for God. Before you've even understood why you exist. And so you start on that road of trying to obey God. Don't do this, do that. This is forbidden, that's okay, that's not okay. And you feel like it's not very different from all the fadies. For some reason, God doesn't like some things and He likes other things, but you'll just try your best. And you might get the impression that God is a judge and He's just waiting to catch you out. Let me explain it to you a little bit differently. God isn't actually just an arbiter of laws. He's not just a traffic policeman in the sky. God is God is actually perfect and holy. Which makes him the best being in all existence. And now, of course, being perfect and holy, he is the greatest and most desirable. You get girls, different looking girls. Pretty girls, not so pretty girls.
What do you miss so vivav? Ya beta ben yentka vivav. Miss in tsaratare, miss in tsde tsaratare.
You read about Jacob and he loved Rachel.
Ate mamakan tataran Jacob, no, the Isia, it's Jacob tiani Rael.
And Leah, Rachel's sister, her eyes were weak.
Ar Leah le ravav ni Rael, malemas.
It's the gracious way of saying she wasn't really as pretty as Rachel. And so oddly enough, Jacob wanted Rachel because she was beautiful. Now, if I had to put it to you, you can't see God, but he is actually the most beautiful. He is the most glorious. His holiness and his beauty are the same thing. But then you and I come against the law. And it becomes this burden to us. We mustn't disobey God, otherwise maybe he will kill us. But the law only existed because sin exists. You see, the purpose was to remind us that we can't come near to God. Because we are sinful. And unfortunately, I say in inverted commas, unfortunately, God is holy, so you can't come near him with a sinful life.
And
you see, God's holiness will never be tainted. It will never be dirtied. So God gave us the law to show us actually how we should be, the way of holiness. But the law was never able to sanctify us. It was never able to justify us with God. And God never expected the law to work that way. The law was supposed to show you that you need to be clean. By lifting up God's holy standard and you fail. And then what God would do is he would actually use the law to point out your need for a savior. And then you would cry out to Jesus when you recognize that he is the way to be saved. Because you need to be able to be cleaned in order to come into the presence of a holy God. This is still what we call the gospel. It's the good news that God has made a way for you to be reconciled to him. But along the way, you get this view of God that he's the judge of your sins. And And it's true, he does judge sin.
Ar marnat kuzan se dis de tenam tsaran fautan.
And then you get the good news that your sins were punished in Jesus.
Ar tenazo le vofoma fale no en fauta noa te nusa zina tau am tsisos.
What a relief.
Tenam ma tunga no afaka mintsa.
I'm not going to be punished for my sins if I believe in Jesus.
Saket tukunu vosaz ne am fauta kure famino an tsisos.
I get to be forgiven, I get to go to heaven.
Afaka nfufunza akwate, afaka makane ndantsa.
But you still missed out on so much important truth.
Kanefa mbola misy famarinana be da be ihany mbola hoe tsy hitanao ao anatin'le izy.
Because now you may be a Christian.
Satria izao ianao mety hoe kristiana.
And you still think that the purpose of your life is to obey the rules.
Ary dia mety mbola mieritreritra ihany ianao hoe ny antony fiainanao dia mba akatony lalàna.
Walk the straight line.
Hoe manaraka an'iny lalana mahitsy be iny.
So that you don't make God angry.
Amin'izay ianao mba tsy manao izay mahatezitra an'Andriamanitra.
Because you understood that sin makes him angry.
Satria azonao tsara hoe ny fahotana dia mahatezitra anazy.
And so you live a life where most of the time all you're trying to do is make sure you do at least what God requires of you.
Then zavatra ataonao izany eo amin'ny fiainanao dia mieritreritra foana ianao miaina fiainana hoe amin'izay ianao amakatony lalàna farafahakeliny Andriamanitra tsy tezitra aminao.
Which includes things like coming to church on Sunday.
Ohatra hoe le fakanesana ty am-piangonana rehefa alahady.
Maybe memorizing some scriptures.
Na ihany koa mety hoe manao tsenjery andiny soratra masina.
Maybe reading your Bible as often as you can force yourself.
Na koa hoe mamaky ny Baibolinao arakaraka ny tena hoe ahafahanao manery ny tenanao manao an'izay mihitsy.
And your Christianity can become this situation where you just want to know that you're doing enough to please God.
Ary ny fiainana kristianina nao dia le lasa fotsiny hoe manjary mieritreritra fotsiny hoe zavy tena manao hoe ampy mahafaly an'Andriamanitra ny zavatra ataoko.
And all this fits nicely in line with reading through the Bible from the beginning forwards.
Tafiditra ao anatin'le tsipika izay hoe mamaky ny Baiboly hatrany amin'ny voalohany dia mandroso makany amin'ny hatrany amin'ny farany any.
Because it's still pretty much about doing the right things for God.
Satria mbola miresaka foana amin'le hoe manao izay zavatra tsara ho an'Andriamanitra, mety ho an'Andriamanitra.
So you know God made you.
Dia fantatra hoe namboarin'Andriamanitra ianao.
And you think you know why.
Dia mieritreritra anao ay fantatra izay ny antony.
You think you've got to do the right things for God.
Dia mieritreritra anao hoe tokony hanao ny zavatra tsara ho an'Andriamanitra.
You must do the right things.
Mila manao ny zavatra tsara ianao, zavatra mety.
But your picture is still very small if you stop there.
Fa ny sarinao mbola kely, bilitiny kely raha ohatra ka eo ianao no mijanona.
Then you get to a book in the Bible.
Dia tonga ao amin'ny boky ao amin'ny Baiboly ianao.
That I want to look at this morning.
Izay tiako jerena amin'ity maraina ity.
Song of Solomon. Solomon's Song of Songs.
Tonikiran'i Solomon na.
Somewhere near the middle, you had to really go quite far if you wanted to get there.
Any nelanelany afovoany any le izy mila mandeha lavidavitra mihitsy ianao raha te ho tonga any.
Don't worry, the kids can stay. It comes after Psalms and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes.
Ao ambadiky ny oabolanao izy any.
It's actually past halfway.
Any ambadiky ny efa mihoatra ny antsasany any le izy.
Did you find it yet?
Hitanareo ve le izy?
Let's read from verse 1 to 4 of chapter 1.
Any dao vakitsika eo amin'ny toko voalohany dia ny andininy voalohany ka hatramin'ny fahaefatra. Engane ka anorika ahy amin'ny fanoroan'ny vavany izy, fa tsara noho ny divay ny fitiavanao, manompofona ny menaka ao tsara, menaka manitra voahidina ny anaranao, koa izany no hitiavan'ny zatovovavy anao. Taomy aho dia hiazakazaka anaraka anao izahay, nentin'ny mpanjaka ho any anefitranony aho, hifaly sy hiravoravo aminao izahay, ankalazainay mihoatra noho ny divay ny fitiavanao, fitiavana marina no hitiavany anao.
These are the opening words of the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's.
Ireo le teny manomboka an'ilay tonikiran'i Solomona, izay Solomona izany.
This book is like romantic poetry.
Ity boky ity dia ohatra ny hoe tonikalim-pitiavana.
Some guys here might even feel uncomfortable reading it. And in places, the book becomes quite heated, a physical, passionate book. It's one of the most complicated books in the Bible. It's possibly got more interpretations than any other book in the Bible. What I mean is when people study it, they have different points of view of what it's about. The name Song of Songs means that it is the greatest song. Like Lord of Lords or King of Kings. The greatest of them all. It's not a song made up of other songs, it means it's the greatest song.
Up
until just over 100 years ago, this book was taken as an allegory, which means it speaks of something else. Israel, through their history, saw this as a poem about lovers.
Ni Israeliana nanditun tantaran tenaita we iti tatartia dem kaskanwe ultin.
But the poem was written about and representing God's love for His people Israel. To the Christian church, it was about Jesus' love for His bride. It's His love for us as believers. More recently, scholars view this book not as an allegory, but just as some poetry. It's just some poetry. They look at it and take it as face value. It's a series of poems about the beauty of love. It's about being in love and experiencing the joys of physical love. I'm personally inclined to support the recent view. But I'm also ready to believe the book still reveals something about who God is. Think about it. The very fact that this book is in the Bible tells us something about God. God wanted it in there. He wants us to know His approval for the kind of love that's reflected
there.
The joy of intimacy. The joy of romance. The joy of desire expressed and satisfied. If you ask me what it tells us about God, I'll tell you. God is a romantic. Did you hear what I said? God is a romantic. It's an awkward topic for Father's Day. Let me put it this way. Fathers are meant to be husbands.
Ni raya de natau vadi.
That's the way it's supposed to work. Sometimes we get it wrong. But try to get married before you have children. Fathers are meant to be husbands, and husbands are meant to be lovers. And lovers are meant to be romantic. So maybe you'll stay with me as I speak a bit about God, who is a God of true romance. People, we human beings are sinful, fallen, messed up.
Niula isika ne nulumbela te lavwa ari nano zavatra tsinety.
So you struggle to understand the purity of purity.
Te sarotra ho anao ny mahazo an'le hoe fahadiovan'ny tena madio.
When we get into relationships, there can be so many reasons.
Rehefa hoe ny fifandraisana ny resahana dia mety misy antony maro be dia be ao.
Give you some reasons for relationships between men and women.
Manome antony be dia be amin'ilay resaka fifandraisana hoe amin'ny lehilahy sy ny vavy.
Lust.
Hoe fanirin-dratsy.
That's a common reason.
Izany dia antony iombonana.
People prepare to they pretend to be more holy.
Misy ny olona modimody manao hoe masina be kokoa.
But actually some young men are just chasing the young woman because they want one thing.
Fa raha ny tena izy a, lehilahy sasany any le tovolahy manaraka manenjika ny tovovavy satria misy zavatra tokana tadiaviny ao.
And they'll gladly say to the girl, I love you, but actually in their hearts they're saying, I lust you.
Dia faly be mihitsy ny tena mora ho anazy amin'ny tena tiako ianao, kanefa ny ao anatin'ny fony, tena ao anatin'ny fony ao dia hoe manana fanirin-dratsy ho anao a.
And then there's loneliness.
De misy any koa le hoe fa irery ohatra ny hoe tsisy matsapa tena tsisy n'iza n'iza.
People get together because they're lonely.
Miaraka ny olona satria izy matsapa tena hoe tsy manana namana.
You want someone who's there to comfort.
Mila olona ianao eo mba anampy anao.
A girl feels more important, more special, more loved if she has someone.
Ny vehivavy ohatra mahatsapa izy mieritreritra hoe za tena manokana tena spesialy la revo raha ohatra ka hoe misy olona miaraka aminy.
We don't want to grow old alone.
Tsy te hoantitra irery izy.
Then of course there's lucrativeness or money.
De misy ihany koa mazava ho azy ny resaka ara-bola.
Some people get married for advance.
Ny olona sasany a manambady izy a mba ho an'ny fandrosoany.
Happens in Madagascar quite a lot.
Mitrangy izany eto Madagasikara tena be dia be.
You marry up.
Manambady ianao mba hisandratra.
You know what they say, you can marry more money in a minute than you can make in a lifetime.
Hitanareo, misy fitenenana hoe afaka manambady vola ao anatin'ny ray minitra ianao izay vola mety tsy ho azonao eo amin'ny androm-piainanao ray manontolo.
Scary as it is, money and security is often a motivation for marriage.
Ary dia tena mampatahotra be tahaka an'izany fa ny vola sy ny hoe fahazahoana antoka dia mety ho antony anankiray ihany koa mahatonga ny olona anankiray anambady.
It's very seldom that we human beings seal a deal, sign a contract without it being of benefit to us.
Ary dia tena vitsina mihitsy tena hoe tsy fahita firy mihitsy indraindray a hoe ny olona manambady izy a manao soniany iny fanekeny iny izy a dia nefa tsy misy hoe andrandrainy ho anazy ao anatiny eo.
We get into some transaction because of the what it gives to us.
Manao fandraharana ohatran'izay ianao a noho le hoe inona ny zavatra ho azonao na hoe ho azontsika.
And so we think very functionally, we think, what will this achieve? What will this do for me?
Dia tena mieritreritra tsara mihitsy isika hoe inona no ataon'ity ho anahiko na hoe inona no hotratrariny ity zavatra ity.
We often look for the function behind something, its purpose.
Dia miezaka fantsika mijeriny hoe asa ho ataon'le ao ambadiky le hoe inona ny tratrariny ao izany.
Very typical in Madagascar for people to think that sex is for procreation, for making babies.
Ary mora be ho an'ny olona aty Madagasikara ny mieritreritra hoe ny resaka fananahana dia mba azahoana zazakely.
And of course the scientists will tell us that's true.
Ary dia ny mpanao siansa tokoa dia ilaza amintsika hoe marina izany.
We have marriage just so that the species survives.
Awe manambadia amsemba we tsanyofona san le tarana kin.
They tell us it's natural, it's evolution, it's instinctive.
Awe naturel sanya san fanan fivoarana ar tsezan lalana nakray.
And so you think of sex as a function of what's necessary for humankind to survive.
Arte mercerce noi in resa ca fananana te savata tsmaintsi laina mba atunga ni le taranaka zany mba mbola hijoro eny fona.
So after you get married, within a few days your parents are saying, where are grandchildren?
Tereva vo manambady anao vo afaka andro vitsivitsy dia va tonga ny bebe sy ry dadabe manontany hoe aiza ny zafikelinay?
I want to challenge some of you young couples who haven't got children yet.
Ary za te anentana anareo couple mbola tsy mananjanaka?
Just challenge your parents right back and say, actually, what if sex is just for sex because we love it?
Ate tenenu mitsatra zareo ametra fanamby izy komanina raha ohatra ny sex ka tena sex fotsiny amin'izao satria tianay ilay izy.
It'll blow their minds.
Ary dia tena osimbainareo mihitsy ny sainy.
Because they'll be thinking, no, it's for making babies.
Satria zareo iteny natao mba hiterahana io.
And maybe for them it was never that good, so it seemed like work. But what if music is just because it's musical, it's beautiful? What if beauty is just to be appreciated? What if the function is secondary? You see, when we get together, we always look for what it's going to achieve. We think functionally. Maybe there's an economic reason. Maybe it's someone to cook for you and do the washing.
Angamba meto ulla mba andro sakafo anao sy anasa ny lambanao.
And you work and they help feed you and you have someone to argue with.
De nao mandeha miasa de manana olona mba karakara sakafo anao ianao sady manana olona mba iadina.
That's marriage for many people.
Zany fanambadiana ho an'ny olona betabe.
One person works, the other makes the home, someone cleans and washes.
Ny olona anankiray mandeha miasa de ny anankiray mijanona ao an-trano de manadio sy mikarakara.
You do your chores, I do my chores.
Ianao manao ny asa andraikitra ao de za manao ny anjara andraikitra.
Now my question is, of what possible advantage could I be to God? Apply that to yourself. What possible advantage can you be to God? He doesn't need a spouse to cook for him. Do you think you need to cook for God? Do you think you need to do his washing? Of what possible good can you be to God? Take the highest being in all existence.
Raise tena hoe zavatra miaina indrindra ambony indrindra amin'ny zavatra rehetra.
What can you add?
De inona ny azonao anapiana an'izay?
Nothing.
Tsisy.
Nothing.
Tsisy.
That's an awesome thought.
Zany de tena fieritreretana faran'izay tsara mihitsy.
I can give and add nothing to who God is.
Zako de tsy afaka manampy na manome manampy ninninga maman'Andriamanitra an'Andriamanitra.
I'm going to break this news to you gently.
Andas fa ho vakiko aminareo moramora ty vaovao ty.
God didn't need you to sing to him this morning.
Andriamanitra tsy nila anao hira ho anazy androany maraina.
He didn't need you to put the money in the offering.
Ary tsy nila anao izy ametraka vola tao anatin'ny fanatazan-drakitra.
He didn't need you to cook for him or do his washing.
Izy tsy mila anao ahandro sakafo anazy na anasa ny lambany.
Before God created, God was not lonely. He was Father, Son, and Spirit.
Triune.
Three in one. He is eternal and completely self-sufficient and satisfied. God never lacked anything. God was never needy. He's never incomplete. He was, he is, and always will be altogether perfect. In the Trinity, God is complete. He is able to enjoy giving and receiving love.
He
is able to enjoy communication.
He
is completely happy. Completely at peace. Always was, always will be. There was no need for God within God that drove him to create. So now we're getting back to the beginning of my sermon. Why? We know God created the universe, but why? Creation will always be a mystery. But one thing we can know, it's an act of generous grace. God decided to share himself with others. Angels and ultimately human beings made in his image. Why? For his glory. That his glory could be enjoyed more. Why the law? To show you you need Jesus. Why Jesus? To bring you back to God. Why God? So you can enjoy him. It's profound. You can keep on seeing the most beautiful sunset. Seeing the starry skies at night. Tasting amazing food. Hearing a new song that stirs your soul. And every time your heart beats faster. And it's beautiful. Like a woman is to a man. Every bit of beauty in this world is just a hint of the beauty of God. You will never grow tired of seeing more of him. What could God, that beautiful God, want with us? We have nothing to add to him. He doesn't want something from you. He just wants to give himself to you. God is a romantic. His love for you is not functional. It's not based on what you can do for him. His love is simply put upon you.
Fanftiavan te napetan tsutra futsun tamnau.
So that you can enter into it and share in His goodness.
Ba fano mit to anatun setem saranzan fa tsaranzan.
We must move from a functional relationship with God to a romantic one.
Tika mila mialam sanwe fifandraisana resaka asa futsiny amin'ny amin'Andriamanitra izany dia mikisaka makany amin'ny hoe fifandraisana romantika.
Then we don't serve him for duty but we enjoy him and obey him because of love.
Atetsoetika hoe manompo anazy amin'ny resaka hoe adidy be fotsiny a na asa tao fotsiny fa mantia anazy tika amin'ny resaka fitiavana anazy no anaovantsika zavatra.
So often we're thinking, what can I do for God? What can I do to please Him?
Ndai o masantsika miteny foana inona reny azoko atao an'Andriamanitra, inona azoko atao mba hampifaliana anazy?
But what God actually desires is just to share himself with you.
Fantena zavatra hoe irin'Andriamanitra teny izarany tenany aminao.
He's saying, come and behold my glory.
Ozy izy tongava avijerevo ny fahatsarako.
Come and enjoy my splendor.
Tongava dia ankafizo ny fahalebiazako.
Come and see my beauty.
Avijereo ny fahatsarako, ny hatsaratarehako.
I'm inviting you in.
Mampandroso anao ako.
And you come with nothing.
Dia tonga anao. Not
by the blood of Jesus, it's the only way we come.
Fa amin'ny lalan'ny rany Jesosy rery any izay ihany fomba tokana hatongavantsika.
Because the cross of Christ paid for our sins.
Satria ny azo fijalian'i Kristy no efa nandohan'ny sarany fahotantsika.
If you see that God loves you with a romantic love.
Raha ohatra ka tena hitanao Andriamanitra dia tianao amin'izany fitiavana romantika izany a.
You discover it's unconditional.
Dia ho hitanao ilay izy hoe kay tsy misy fetra mihitsy ilay izy.
It's not based on what you can do for him.
Tsy hoe mifototra hoe amin'ny zavatra izay azonao atao ho azy.
So then we do everything we can for him.
Dia amin'izay fotoana izay tsika manao ny zavatra rehetra izay azontsika atao ho azy.
Have you seen people in love?
Nareo ve efa nahita an'ilay olona ilay matim-pitiavana be ireny?
They spend themselves on their beloved.
Tena laniny amin'iny olona tianiny mihitsy ny tenany.
No cost is too high.
Tsy misy prix hoe tena ambony be izany.
It's a joy.
Fifaliana.
It comes from the heart spontaneously. It just bubbles up. You can't stop it.
Dia tonga tampoka fotsiny ilay tsy voafetranao ilay izy fa miakatra avy any dia tsy voasakanao mihitsy.
That's how I want to love God.
Ohatr'izany ny fomba tiako hitiavana an'Andriamanitra.
Oh, it's not Sunday again. Do I have to go to church?
Alahady indray teny andro mila mankany am-piangonana ve?
Oh, here comes the basket. Do I have to put something in?
Tonga indray ilay fanatazan-drakitra. Tokony anto efa zavatra ao ve?
I want to take everything I have and throw it at His feet.
Tena tiako raisina daholo ny zavatra rehetra nanako dia atsipy eo an-tongony.
I want to live in this phrase.
Tena te hiaina amin'ity fehezateny kely ity a.
It explains the why of Christianity.
Satria manazava an'ilay hoe fanahoana eo amin'ny fiainana kristianina izany.
Because I am my beloved's and He is mine.
Dia satria ako izaho ny olontiany a dia anahy izy.
Let's pray.
Andao-tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, thank you for putting the Song of Songs in the Bible.
Riandriamanitra raha eo misaotra betsaka tamin'ny nametrahanao ny tononkiran'i Solomon ao amin'ny tao amin'ny Baiboly.
Where you paint a picture of the passion of love.
Izay tena nanaovanao sary ny hafanana izany hoe fitiavana.
Father, when we look at you, may we be motivated by love.
Raha eo raha mijery anao anie izay dia aoka ny fitiavana no anentananay.
May we be as ones intoxicated by your beauty.
Alô, ne izay mba tena hoe tratra tanteraka izany fahatsaranao izany.
Longing for heaven so that we can see you face to face.
Tena hoe aniry fatratra ny lanitra mba hahafahanay mahita anao mifanatritava.
And living lives as Christians who are in love with their God.
Ary dia miaina fiainana hoe kristianina izay tena mampitiavana ny Andriamanitra.
Take us beyond a functional relationship where we just do stuff for you.
Esory izay eo amin'ny place hoe manao dia manao zavatra hoe asa fotsiny ihany ho anao.
And bring us up to that plane where we enjoy who you are.
Dia ho eto amin'izany toerana izany izay hoe tena ahafahanay mankafy anao tanteraka mahay anao.
May we live to give you praise and live to enjoy you, God.
Iaina ne izay hideranao sy ankafy anao Andriamanitra.
Amen.
Amen.